Businesses that lost their offices in Lower Manhattan are struggling to find ways to get up and running again. Companies have to quickly locate workers, find new offices, and try to pick things up where they suddenly left off. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
While New Yorkers are going back to work, things are anything but normal here. About 30 people are gathered around a TV in an office loft in Manhattan's Garment District, watching one of the many prayer services. Some of them are here because Jason McCabe Kalkanis, the CEO of Rising Tide Studios, has offered 13,000 square feet of office space here for free to displaced companies.
So what we're doing is we'll have four or five companies here, four or five person companies, to 30, 40 person companies. We have one whole trading desk that's going to be trading here.
Kalkanis' eyes are red, and he says every hour or two, somebody here breaks down in tears. It's part of what's motivating him and so many other New Yorkers to help.
My mom told me a story. She came home to our brownstone in Brooklyn, and at the brownstone across the street, there was a pregnant neighbor who has two kids and a husband who worked on the 100-and-something floor of the World Trade Center, and she was on her stoop all evening on the 11th when this happened. And on the morning of the 12th, when my mom came out, she was still on the stoop, and she'd been on the stoop all night waiting.
Kalkanis says he's got a strong resolve now to get his and other businesses up and running.
To live, you know, and to go out and to start working again and to move on with your life, because if you sit around and you're terrorized, they've succeeded. Sitting in front of CNN, watching the footage over and over again, you know, that stuff is not going to help this country.
All across New York, people are finding ways to carry on and get back to work. Jimmy Kuhn is the president of Newmark & Company, one of many major real estate firms in Manhattan, swamped with phone calls.
It's hundreds of calls every couple hours, and there is a frenzy out there, because I would guess that 20% of the space in Lower Manhattan is not usable at the moment.
Kuhn says right after the attack, the top realtors in New York met and vowed to guard against any profiteering from this crisis. Already, even very large businesses are managing to beg, borrow, and lease temporary space very quickly.
She's pretty sure they're going to be able to give us the 30th floor.
Seven employees and consultants are huddled over a table full of blueprints at the disaster recovery office set up by the displaced law firm Cleary Gottlieb. The firm had 1,000 employees at its headquarters across the street from the World Trade Center. Partner Russell Pollack says all of the company's workers have now been accounted for.
They have all survived, and for which we are enormously grateful and fortunate.
Partners here expect to soon have new space for them at seven office buildings scattered around Midtown, some of which are being loaned for free by other law firms. Of course, witnessing the attack has badly shaken up New York workers. Even further uptown, a partner with a hedge fund in Rockefeller Plaza confided his firm was considering moving, and the space crunch may force a quarter of the dislocated businesses to New Jersey and other areas. That's led to some speculation about whether Lower Manhattan will remain as much of a business nexus. Russell Pollack.
I don't want to move. I know it's a calculated risk. I mean, New York, you know, has been a symbol and hence a target. But on the other hand, I mean, are you going to allow this collection of fanatics to destroy the great cities of the world? And as soon as we can get into our building, we're going to move back to our building. And it's going to be, you know, unbearably sad to look out. I mean, I can't imagine looking out and not seeing the two towers, but we're going to do that.
Chris Arnold, NPR News, New York.